This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last study, we considered promises to claim found in Romans chapters 14 and 15. Now let's look for warnings to heed. The one warning Paul articulates forcefully in 14:10 through 12 is this: we will all stand before God's judgment seat. He quotes from Isaiah 45:23 that every knee will bow before me, every tongue will confess to God. So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. Knowing that judgment day is before us, we should take heed how we live our lives. And even though we are free to determine what we will allow in our lives in disputable matters of behavior, Paul points out something we often forget. Though we are free to disagree with fellow believers on disputable matters, we are not free to disregard the effect our freedom might have on their lives. Listen to 14 verses 13 through 16. Make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in your brother's way. If your brother is distressed because of what you eat, you are no longer acting in love. Do not by your eating destroy your brother for whom Christ died. Do not allow what you consider good to be spoken of as evil. What Paul is saying is that when we stand before God's judgment seat, we will not only have to give an account for our choices, we will also need to give an account for how our choices impacted fellow believers. We should be careful to not let this become a noose around our neck, but we should be sensitive to any distress our choices have on others. Love demands that we not cause our brother to stumble or to speak evil of us because of what we allow.